Hi, this is Richard Barth, introducing you to episode 254 of Creekside with Don and Jan, the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette magazine, the only magazine that I endorse.
Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and we are at the Tibbetts House Bed, Breakfast, and Books in Highland, Illinois. We've got the Owl Creek Gazette and Creekside with Don and Jan on the road.
And we've got Richard Barth, our audience of one. He's just done our intro for us.
And life is good.
And we are here with Brett and Mindy Casto.
We are.
Owners of Tibbetts House, BB&B. Howdy, how you doing?
Good.
Good, how are you?
Good. We have, we've got punch.
We've got tea. We've got conversation.
We got all the stuff necessary.
We do. Homemade cookies, yeah.
Well, why are we here? It's because Tibbetts House Bed and Breakfast is a unique combination of classic books, classic bed and breakfast, and you just sampled the breakfast, Jan. You had some leftover breakfast.
I did. I had leftover breakfast, and I'm going to have fresh breakfast tomorrow. So yes. Very tasty. It was a casserole, and I just helped myself. They generously offered, and I said, sure, I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch today.
So that's how that happened.
Tomorrow's breakfast will be far better.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a plus all the way around because it was good to begin with. So we'll look forward to seeing what we're going to be eating tomorrow.
So, how long have you had Tibbetts House Bed and Breakfast operational?
Operational since August 2nd. It was kind of a slow operational because we got the bookstore operational in one of the rooms. And then by the end of the month, we were able to get all three rooms.
That's cool.
Well, and we kind of saw the transition because we used to come to this house when it was the Chocolate Affair, which has moved, as we've learned, uptown in Highland. And Jen, who owns that, has been good to advertise with us over the years. So we came up and saw the transition happening. And I think we got to meet you guys through that approach as we were going to deliver more Owl Creek Gazettes here. And out stepped Brett, and we're like, hello. And pretty soon, we were just all chatting up a storm. So it's nice to see that this has become kind of what it used to be, because it was the Tibbetts House, just bed and breakfast, minus the books, years ago.
Yes.
Well, don't you have a little tub of Hershey's Kisses that you hand to people that come looking for?
I need to start selling chocolate, yes. They still show up.
Here's what you need to do. Get Jen from the Chocolate Affair to give you just a sampling. Then you can whet everybody's appetite, show them through your bed and breakfast, and then send them on her way.
Actually, when you stay the night at the bed and breakfast, you get a sample box of Jen's chocolates.
Oh, so cool. Oh, wow. We're in for a treat. More treats on the way, huh?
Yeah. You've got three rooms upstairs, and those rooms each have a theme. Would you mind telling us, giving us a description?
So our king-size suite is called the West Egg because that's the address that's used in The Great Gatsby. So it has a 1920s decor to it. And then our queen-size bedroom is the Loop, and it's named that way because of Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. That's kind of the address to get to the children's home, was through the Loop of 3 September 1940. And then...
Okay.
Yeah, so we like to call it the Loop. Yeah.
I thought it had something to do with the Loop in St. Louis, and I'm going, well, no, that didn't write.
Good thing we had them on. We're just being schooled right here.
So then the other room is 221B Baker Street, and it's our Sherlock Holmes suite. And it's a little smaller. It's got an 1880s feel to it to kind of go with the whole Sherlock Holmes theme.
That's cool.
Well, and I guess the books really, is it safe to say that's Brett's passion, the books? And or maybe you're both in
it's a mix.
It's a mix. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So, and which is a good thing since you're both involved in it. It's nice that you're both enthusiastic about all aspects. Okay. But it's unique to find a bookshop with a bed and breakfast. So tell us how you arrived at that.
Oh.
Well, the whole thing kind of started as a joke. we were looking in Muskuta for a house, and this was for sale. I saw it. So I said, hey, look, dear, you can have a chocolate shop. I was being a smart butt. But
all the houses in Muskuta kept, like, getting picked up because it's so close to the base. Mm-hmm. This one kept coming up.
Well, that, and she's always wanted a bed and breakfast, and mm-hmm. she is an excellent cook. And I've always wanted a bookstore. And I'm like, well, she's going to have to move the chocolate shop, so yeah. And I sent her out here, and unfortunately I couldn't come at that time. She loved the place and was giving me full reports.
Jen was
glowing reports, huh?
Jen was real awesome. She let me stay here. We had a contract for the house, and it was contingent on me seeing it. And mm-hmm. We asked, would she feel comfortable, me being the one that's contracted to buy the house, me staying here? And she was sure, why not? And
a great opportunity, wasn't it, to actually experience it from almost a guest perspective?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she was wonderful about answering any of my questions about the place, the city. I wandered around town, and I was asking for postcards because I am a big postcard collector, and I was looking for postcards. And one thing that really struck me about the town is I went into, like, the Swiss shop, and she was like, oh, I don't have any, but the Giving Tree might. So they referenced me to somebody else instead of just saying, I don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I went in the Giving Tree, and the lady was really, really nice. And she goes, no, we don't carry them anymore. Not a lot of people buy them. She goes, but the chamber had some at one time, so you might want to stop in there. So I went into the chamber, and there was a nice lady in there. She was like, oh, we had some postcards. I don't know what the chamber did with them, because they were selling them around the bicentennial time mm-hmm. frame. And she was like, maybe Walmart has some. And I'm not a big fan of going into Walmart. Mm-hmm. You know, you use it because it's convenient. So I was like, well, I'm here on just a little stayover. I don't want to go up there. I'll just wait until we come back. And I had already told Brett that I really wanted the house. Mm-hmm. I don't want to back out of this cell. I want this house. So I came back, and Jen was like, yeah, I don't know. The only place I can think of now that has postcards is Walmart. So fast forward to, what was it, like September. Brett went down, maybe it was October, end of September, beginning of October. The printing shop moved out of the chamber building next across the hall from Jen's shop. And Brett went over there, and he was asking her to print certain things. And she had remembered me from looking from the postcards. And she goes, oh, your wife, you both bought the bed and breakfast, right? She goes, well, I have a box for you. And hands him this box full of postcards.
Oh, wow.
So that's another thing we give to our guests is there's postcards, they're pictures of the different buildings within the Highland. Because she donated them to us, mm-hmm. we give them as gifts to our guests. There's a set of them with different pictures of the churches and some of the significant places around Highland. Mm-hmm. And so I do keep one set for myself, and I'm working on trying to present them nicely to go with the rest of the decor in the house.
And did we, am I pipe dreaming this here all of a sudden? Because that's what I do at my age. was there not a picture of Dr. Tibbetts?
There is.
On a postcard?
Oh, not on the postcards that we have, but there is, we have a picture of him.
Was he standing out in front of the house? Okay, well, I've seen that picture someplace.
And I think you've seen it on their website, too.
Yes.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I saw it on the website.
It also comes from one of the Highland history books.
The Bicentennial book has it in there.
Okay. Well, that's cool, because I thought my mind is telling me that that used to be a postcard. And so I'm sorry. I'll fade back here into the background. But that's my old age.
Well, when you decided to move after you found the spot and knew that this is what you wanted to do, how much of work had to go on into making this the way you wanted it to be and look? I know you said you walked in, it wasn't like you had everything perfectly set. So how did you make it your own, I guess?
So for a while there, it was, I want to say a good month or so, was debating what we wanted to do with the room. And then it just occurred to me that, well, if we're selling books, it should stay with the book theme. It should. And then we finally came up with the room themes that we wanted to go with. So that was probably what took us the longest point, was trying to come up with those themes. I think there really wasn't a lot of work that had to go into a lot of this, because Jen had taken such good care of the house.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of yard work to be done because we bought it in spring time frame. So it was May when we bought the house, and we didn't get our stuff for 3 weeks after we got here, because the military, you know, somehow we said we were arriving around the 31st, and it ended up coming the 13th of June.
So you camped out here for a while, huh?
Yes, and thank goodness we had bought, like, the bedroom furniture, and so we had a bed, at least, and the couches upstairs. So we were able to go through and kind of do a thorough cleaning, just kind of see what status everything was in.
Mm-hmm.
And it really wasn't in that bad of a status. It was just kind of like minor touch-up paint here or there, or just little things. And then we had realized in the king-size suite, when we started messing around with, like, the water and stuff, that it didn't have hardly any pressure at all.
It's one way to describe a drip, yes.
Yeah. So it had old galvanized steel pipes.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were very much clogged up.
The original galvanized pipes.
That sounds even better worse. Or I don't know. Depends on if you're buying or selling, my uncle used to always say.
So that's what caused the delay between us opening in August, the beginning of August, and having all the rooms functional, and them all being functional at the end of August, is we had to remodel that entire bathroom. And I'm really kind of glad we did, because it looks amazing now. And it was a good learning experience, even though he hated it terribly.
The smart thing about things like that, though, is at least going from downstairs to upstairs, they put them in a pipe chase, don't they? So, you know, it's not... And then conveniently close it all up so you can't get to it. So right? Okay. Yeah. Our house,
actually,
too.
Actually, it wasn't that bad because it runs through an air closet right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's handy.
Air handler closet.
So. Oh, that's, good deal. And somebody was smart. Well, we're going to need some water upstairs, so let's figure this out. They did that to us, too. But I don't think you could stuff 10 feet of pipe through the space to our upstairs from the downstairs, if you wanted to. It's got to be flexible pipe.
PEX is a beautiful thing.
PEX is a marvelous thing. But we have copper, so it's flexible copper going upstairs.
Oh.
The plumber, whenever they replumbed upstairs, actually dropped a rope down the chase and then tied the pipe to it and pulled it up, forced it up. And then dealt with what was left, because all he had to do was straighten out the soft copper downstairs, and it went right up the chase. And so that was the end of that story. Okay. Old man's going to go back to bed now.
So about your books, when people come in, what are your hours that they can find the bookstore open, and what can they expect to find when they're here?
The bookstore's open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Friday, we're open from 10 to 6, and a Saturday from 10 to 2. It's been a learning curve, and with the bakery open across the street now, we've expanded our hours a little bit.
Yeah, that's nice to accommodate people coming and going either from here to there or there to here.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me when you said when you first came to town and different businesses sent you on to other businesses, is that friendly nature of a community and businesses helping each other grow and support each other makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Which, they're amazing about that here in Highland. It's just been phenomenal support that we get from the other businesses and the community as a whole.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it really is.
Where's the farthest guest you've had come?
There was one that came from California.
Oh, cool.
Her mom actually lives up in Iowa, and so she traveled through and picked up or flew in to where her mother was. Then they drove down in her mother's car, and they were doing genealogy research in Greenville. And they actually ended up extending their stay one more night. But it was just fascinating to talk with them and to hear what they were finding and to help them along, because they were like, well, we can't find this person. And so we would help them do a little research online in the evening, and then they'd go out and they'd look for the stuff. And
how neat, because we were just talking about before we went on air that Richard had written a column for us for a year on genealogy and his family's diverse background. I think he's related to everybody on Earth.
13th cousin, at least.
That's right.
Because, I don't go try to go back that far.
Not to the beginning. Not to Genesis. Huh? But it was really fascinating because we'd have a theme or a topic that we were going to promote in the magazine, and he would have some connection. And that was always really a nice way to add to what we were doing in the publication, would be his family story that was connected in some way to the people we were focusing on. But I love genealogy, and so I'm sure you had a good time with those folks.
Oh, yes. They were awesome. I mean, it was a mother and a daughter, and they were just a lot of fun to talk to. But
did they find out about you guys online, or?
I believe I've got it written down in our
blog. Yeah, that would be interesting to see, since they came from that far away.
Oh, she found out through the chamber, the Greenville chamber.
Oh, good.
Because we had just gotten done our membership with the chamber here, mm-hmm. and they do a lot of the
reciprocity.
Yes.
It's a shared database.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they were looking through the Greenville chamber, and they had known that there was a bed and breakfast near Greenville, but they weren't sure the name of it. And when she came across ours, she called me.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you know, I've always heard, and this is terrible, too. We live two blocks from our library in Greenville, and we have frequented it over the years with the kids. But I've always heard how good of a genealogy department they had there, and we've not taken advantage of that. This might inspire us to get ourselves back down there. And so what kind of books do you have at the bookstore?
Mostly used books. The only new books I have are from local authors. But all the used books are $2 a piece. There's roughly 2,000 of them.
Wow.
All genres, mm-hmm. Particularly children's books. I have been known to shove books in kids' hands before they go out the door, even if they couldn't afford them.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Anything to keep kids reading.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt.
But I am a big fan of a couple of the local authors, which actually you guys introduced me to,
mm-hmm.
Gary Adolph and John Smith, Christine Schultz.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had the book festival,
right.
And then we had the Homegrown Authors page, and they were on that. And it was great that you guys came over. We knew it'd be a good mm-hmm. match, and it looks like it worked out well for you.
Yes.
But there was someone else I think you have on your bookshelves that we weren't familiar with as far as a local author.
Mm-hmm. There's two, actually. One is Ray Sigler and Sandra Kohlbrecher.
Well, those are some familiar names around here. And Ray's actually from the Trenton area, is he not?
Actually, he's just down the street.
Just
right?
down the oh, okay.
Because he was in here early this morning.
But cool. I think he was from Trenton originally.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, and Kohlbrecher Trucking is the other name that I recognize there too. So that's so cool that local authors have got a venue that they don't. You would be an unexpected venue other than having to, you know, go to Amazon.com.
Right.
Yes.
So, no.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then I think you've got kids' games in now, too? Or games? I shouldn't say kids.
Cards. Yeah, family games. Family-oriented games. From the Looney Labs company. The Flux card game and the Pyramid board game. I chose those to start with, not only because they're my favorites, but they fool kids into having fun when they're actually learning, and I'm all for that.
Every parent's best kept secret, huh?
Right.
Well, you remember your sojourn into Osborne Books, right?
Yes, I sold those for a while. Educational books for kids that were also very fun, you know, and it was, I just loved them. Kids' books are great, and of course we read to our kids all the time when they were little, every night. And
then they started reading on their own.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and haven't stopped since.
We spent a good bit of Thanksgiving with the kids here playing Doctor Who Flux, mm-hmm. and that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. You're a Doctor Who fan over there, Don.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. My favorite Doctor Who, those. You know, your first Doctor is usually your favorite,
mm-hmm.
right? and mine was Tom. So I stick with my Tom.
Well, and I think, too, part of staying the night, am I correct that your guests leave with a book as well, or they get to enjoy a book while they're here? I'm not sure how you do that.
Oh, you can read any books that you want while you're here. There's two separate libraries. There's the actual bookstore and then books that we have scattered throughout the house. But you can keep any one book from the bookstore.
The used book
mm-hmm. from the bookstore that you wish.
And do you accept people that come in with books to sell you, or do you do trade, or how?
I've had to slow down on buying books. Mm-hmm. The third room, which has approximately 375 books, came in a few boxes that somebody wanted me to look at, and I bought them from her, and it broke the bank. But yeah, so
you're stocked well, is what you're saying at this point.
Yes, I still receive donations, a ton of those, and I do trades. You can trade books 2-for-1, and you don't have to take them all at once. I've got a credit system that write your name down, and mm-hmm. you can come and pick up a book later, as long mm-hmm. as it's a used book. Kids, again, one of my weaknesses, I trade them generally 1-for-1. Mm-hmm. So
they get
as long as
the
kid
deal.
Comes in and does it.
Yeah. So since you're fans of books and reading, are you also writers too?
So he is, that's what his primary profession has been for the last few years, is a writer. I just write the blog posts on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So mine are a little bit smaller kind of posts.
I'm trying to get her to write
more.
And sometimes that's just a matter of having time, isn't it? Yes. You know, and you find yourself coming and going with life gets in the way of all those other dreams sometimes.
Well, you got me making breakfast in here, Brett. Would you knock it off?
I'm trying.
Here's the thing. I mean, it was like we had a holiday party last night. And she's currently working with the husband of one of her original troops when she first became
a supervisor
in the Air Force, which was how many years ago? 40, 50?
Whatever. It was like 12 years ago.
Okay. You're looking really good for your age, let me tell you.
Thank you.
She grew up in Wyoming. She joined the Air Force. She's been in for
19 and a half years.
I met her in Afghanistan. I was a contractor, and she was there teaching Afghan soldiers satellite communications.
Oh, wow.
Teaching male Afghan soldiers anything, nevertheless, satellite communications. And I instantly went, you know, I can follow you anywhere. You can lead anything.
Yeah, he has been.
there's a story in there that could help new airmen out. Mm-hmm. You know, just she's full of wisdom and knowledge of the system that, mm-hmm. you know, you either use it or it uses you, so.
Well, you know, and something I've told Don before, there's many things that he can do that are so easy for him. He thinks, why would anyone want to read about that? But it's because it's easy for Don and difficult for them that they would want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes we're almost too close to our subject matters to actually know that someone would benefit from that. So if you can be encouraged by someone else to say, no, that is of value, please sit down and share that information. I think that's would help a lot of people. So you in that case and Don in his, and Brett and I will just write about anything else. How's that?
Yeah. She and I can sit and talk about hairpin loops in the E-plane.
I like to refer to my job as professional liar. As a fiction writer. Sure.
Full of imagination, are you?
Yes.
So have you had anything published yet, or are you still in the process
of that? I've self-published. Mm-hmm. It's horribly edited, and there's kind of a funny story that goes with this. It's about a hardboiled detective in a fantasy setting with wizards and knights and all that. I'm a fan of both genres. And so I mixed the two, and it's about this book that gets stolen from the wizard's library, and he's trying to track it down. So I called it The Big Book because it sounds very Chandler-like.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Somebody may know, but that is also the code name for the Alcoholics Anonymous book, which I didn't know at the time, and the main character does, yes, indeed, spend a lot of time in taverns. So.
The Big Book.
So yeah. Self-published at this point, could someone buy this? Is it online?
Yeah, it's on Amazon store, both Kindle and paper.
Oh, cool. We didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I don't talk about it much. See, here's the problem.
He doesn't talk about the big book.
Everything self-published. You have to be your own marketer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to create a business that would be very lucrative, all you have to do is find a way to become a marketer for self-published authors.
Well,
because I don't have the time or the knowledge to do it.
Well, and that's a little bit what we were hoping to do on the Homegrown Authors page. And even by having the events that we have, the festivals, it's a great way to market your work and also connect up with other writers who are already doing that successfully. So I think that's what a lot of the writers said. You know, sometimes you go to an event like that and you always hope to sell your product, mm-hmm. but you also hope to come away with more knowledge to help you sell the next round that you're working on or publish it in a better, more convenient way. So we like that networking too. And we've even talked just briefly, I mentioned to Brett, about the possibility of us having some of our workshops here for writing with older women's legacies. And you had said basically that that's something you want to make sure writers are welcome here in general, because readers are welcome here. The next step is writers are welcome here. And whether that actually happens or not, whether we come here or not, is the whole idea is that it's an open feel. The house is warm. The environment is nice, and it's welcoming to writers, and it's welcoming to readers. So I think – and people that just want to stay the night, too.
The sojourner, the traveler, the reader, the writer. We got them all right
here. That sounds good. That might even be a tagline.
I'm totally stealing that.
That's how we get a lot of our Creekside with Don and Jan taglines. Richard would sit there and throw out something or introduce the podcast on Facebook. And I'm like, that's really good, Richard. So he came up with
Creekside Cool.
Yes, and get your creek on.
The new Sunday night tradition.
Mm-hmm. And also brewing up a fresh episode every Sunday night, which I always like that.
Yeah, no doubt. We've got to make sure that all the pertinent information gets put out there about Tibbetts House.
That's right. So that was my next direction.
How do they contact you?
So we have a website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The phone number is 618-772-8161. And then requests can go in, like the book now on Facebook. They can book through there, or the website has the booking availability. It also has a price list, and we have packages on there if people wanted to celebrate anniversaries.
That's always nice, too. Yeah.
And it's TIBBETTS, right?
Yes.
And that you got to remember all the BBs and the TTs in there.
Yes.
TIBBETTS, right. ETT, Tibbetts House, Bed, Breakfast, and Books in Highland, Illinois.
Well, and you have an ad in the November issue and the December issue of the Owl Creek Gazette, too. So our fans and readers that are checking us out here can check there and get the full scoop of little blurb that we've added to the advertisement, too, to give people a better feel.
Yeah,
so
that's fun.
Is there anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with as far as an invitation to come or what they might find when they're here or something we've failed to mention yet?
Well, absolutely. I mean, any of the Owl Creek Gazette readers are welcome just to even come visit. You don't have to buy anything. You can come. It's a bed and breakfast. You know, people will say, you know, they'll often poke their head around the corner and go, you know, I don't want to nose around. And I'm like, it's a bed and breakfast.
Come on.
Go ahead, you know. And people will come. I had a couple of people, a mother and her daughter. What, they sat here for 45 minutes just talking.
Yeah, I went grocery shopping, came back. There was
still here. Yeah.
Still talking. I was like, okay.
So, yeah, always welcome.
Yeah, you've got two little darling dogs running around here, too, that are the official
Otis and Gus. They're currently...
they're employed.
They're downstairs at the moment.
They're downstairs at the moment. Okay,
Gus is our security. He alerts us every time somebody comes in the house. He's just overzealous. And then Otis, we like to call the bookstore manager. He loves to sit out there and check the books out.
Well, everybody's got to have a job, and as long as Otis has got his and Gus has got his, you're in good shape.
Everybody's
right?
Happy.
They're very affectionate.
Yeah.
We haven't had a guest yet that didn't like sitting there with the dogs.
Well, I'll tell you what, we asked you earlier how you got your farthest guest and how they found out about you. We'll hope that people that are listening to this, since the podcast goes all over, and the magazine, we even have subscribers gushing about 15 different states now.
Texas, oh my goodness.
We'll hope that you get some direct input from this, and when those guests come and say, we found out about you on Creekside with Don and Jan or the Owl Creek, is that give us a holler, we'll come over and meet them. How's that?
Cool. We've had people do staycations, too, from people here in Highland.
Oh, how nice. Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, listen, we have enjoyed being here, and we're going to spend the night, and you can't, not right now, because it's our room. And, we got to get ourselves something to eat. And
you do. I was treated nicely here because I took advantage of the hospitality. You said, I'm fine.
I'm fine. I got the equipment to put up. Y'all take care.
Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Bye-bye now.
Richard, be sure and say good night.
Good night.
Good night, Richard.